Welcome to Between the Lines, presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. While there was significant buzz before President Bush's 2007 State of the Union speech that he would make some breakthrough announcements regarding his administration's plans to address global warming, the reality of his proposals were underwhelming. He mainly called for a large increase in ethanol production to power motor vehicles, which carries its own set of problems, environmental and otherwise. In order to bring the issue of climate change significantly more into the consciousness of politicians and citizens alike, writer and activist Bill McKibben has come up with a project called Step It Up 07. Working with six graduate students at Middlebury College in Vermont, where he teaches, McKibben is promoting a National Day of Climate Action on April 14th. On that day, protesters across the U.S. will demand that Congress enact immediate cuts in carbon emissions and pledge an 80% reduction by 2050. Between the Lines, Melinda Tuhus spoke with McKibben just before he took off on a trip to Antarctica, where impacts of global warming are alarmingly more advanced than in the continental U.S. He explains what he hopes Step It Up 07 will accomplish and how millions of people can get involved.
I think what we're demonstrating is that there are a lot of Americans who understand that global warming is the biggest challenge our civilization faces, who are well educated about it, and who have felt as if there was very little they could do beyond changing their light bulb, you know, maybe buying a hybrid car. Those things are good and important, but everyone knows that if we're going to deal with this in the time we've got, that it's going to take some political action too. And that's why we're putting together this kind of homemade effort that just seems to be taking off, this StepItUp07.org thing.
You know, some people are getting from Al Gore's message that we, and by we I mean middle-class people in the developed world, won't have to really sacrifice. What's your view on what it will really take, and if it's even possible, to avert disaster at this point?
Jim Hansen, the NASA chief federal climatologist, works for NASA, has told us that we have 10 years in order to reverse the flow of carbon into the atmosphere, 10 years to begin the wholesale transformation of the American economy and the world economy away from fossil fuels and towards other sources of power. There's nothing harder that we'll ever have to do because that cheap fossil energy is embedded in everything about our daily lives and our economies. The first thing that needs to happen, the political thing that needs to happen, is that the federal government in this country needs to start setting strong and enforceable targets for reduction in carbon emissions. As that happens, then inexorably the price of fossil fuel will begin to rise, and all the other things that we need to do, from conservation to new technologies, will become that much easier to do. At the moment, the solutions are fighting against the terrific headwind of cheap fossil fuel. We've got to reduce that headwind dramatically, and that's why we're doing this StepItUp07.org thing.
And I know you and others have described ways to cushion the blow of rising fuel prices for low-income people. Now, speaking of the need for political change, what do you think can be done for at least the next 2 years that George Bush is in office? He's made it clear that he's not going to promote the agenda you've laid out, and he can veto legislation that comes out of Congress, even though it's controlled by the Democrats now.
I think it's going to be very hard to get dramatic, large-scale action out of Washington while he's there. But that means that we need to be doing the work in Congress right now to be starting to pass strong legislation for him to veto so that people can begin to understand precisely what's going on and see in starker relief what the forces are like. We need to get all the presidential candidates for 08 on the record as to what their opinion on all of this is and how they're going to vote on it so we can really begin to judge. The next year or two is going to be absolutely crucial because we've really only got one big stab at this left, I think, in the time frame that matters. And we've got to be laying the groundwork now. And the most important part of that is for congressmen around the country to know that their constituents care, that they're willing to do things like go to these rallies that we're setting up for April 14th. We're never going to have as much money as ExxonMobil. They made more money last year than any corporation in the history of corporations. But if we can get people deeply involved in this fight, then we'll be able to triumph, I think. Each of these rallies is going to be important in and of itself, and there'll be hundreds of them, but we're going to try to make them more than the sum of their parts as well.
You're calling for 80% cuts in greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. Is that globally or just in the U.S.?
That's in the U.S. We're talking to Congress at the moment. There's no mechanism, really, especially since we've shot down most of the, all the Kyoto Agreement stuff. There's no mechanism internationally. One of the most important reasons that the U.S. has to get involved in getting its own house in order is so it can then play a constructive role internationally, because there's no getting around the necessity for that happening.
Because China is rapidly catching up with the U.S. in terms of total emissions.
In terms of total emissions, of course. In terms of per capita emissions, they're one quarter us. So we remain the biggest obstacle.
You sound pretty upbeat about this whole issue.
On the one hand, I wrote a book called The End of Nature. So I'm not really, the most Pollyanna-ish person that there ever was. On the other hand, I think people are finally beginning to take action. And that at least is something to be optimistic about. We're not going to stop global warming, but we may be able to keep it from getting any worse than it has to get.
That was Bill McKibben, author of The End of Nature, the first book on climate change written for a popular audience, published in 1989. Visit McKibben's Step It Up campaign website at www.stepitup07.org, where in less than a month, almost 500 events have been scheduled in 45 states. You've been listening to Between the Lines, a weekly program presenting news and analysis of critical issues affecting our region, the nation, and the world. Between the Lines is produced at the studios of WPKN Radio and distributed by Squeaky Wheel Productions. Visit our website at www.btlonline.org to hear our current and archived programs in MP3 and real audio. There you can subscribe to free weekly podcasts, program summaries, and interview transcripts.